and pray. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Reading a sermon about prayer recently, and this particular writer was saying that sometimes we fall into a trap, that in prayer we tend to be talking about God rather than to God. We've got a lot of information in our prayer, but somehow there's not the connection there from our heart to the heart of God. I sometimes think we talk at God rather than with God when we pray. Well, there's no danger of that happening when we follow the instructions that Paul gives for prayer in that verse I just read. Because he says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions. God has given us this free and most wonderful access into his presence, which we call prayer. And it's the Holy Spirit who enables us to focus on the Father. To pray in the Spirit is to pray to God with the awareness that it is the Spirit who takes us right to God's mercy seat. To pray in the Spirit is to have this great desire to talk with God, to connect with God, and it's the Spirit who makes that possible. I sometimes wonder if we come to prayer too easily, without really realizing what we are doing or what we're involved in. We need to come in prayer with this tremendous confidence which is given us by God himself, that our prayers are more than just words. They're actually thoughts that go into glory itself. Because the Spirit, he helps us in our prayer. He brings to our mind the things we should pray about. And then he directs those thoughts and helps us to pray. We know of the Spirit that it says this, and in Romans 8:26, that the Spirit is the one who helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Now, Paul, in this whole section of scripture, has been speaking about the armour of God. He tells us that God has given us his armour because we are in this most severe battle against the powers of evil. But as Paul comes to the end of his illustration of the armour, he knows that the armour by itself is not sufficient. There is a power which is needed, a power from above. The battle is so intense, we need this major power which can only come from God. And it comes through prayer, and it comes through praying in the Spirit. That this is not the prayer where the Spirit has such control over our minds and our hearts and our words that we have little or no idea what we're praying about is evident from what else Paul says in this verse. Because Paul encouraged us to use different forms of prayer. He says all kinds of prayer: thanksgiving, confession, intercession. He also says bring your own requests. They're your requests. You bring them to God when you pray in the Spirit. When we pray in the Spirit, we pray out of our hearts and our minds, and we do so not in our strength, but in the strength and power of the Spirit of God. Now, as I look at these verses this morning, what I sense from this verse is that Paul is giving them some really straight talking about prayer. That was the reason for my title. He recognised the people at Ephesus, the believers, needed some straight talking about prayer. I'm sure we need some straight talking about prayer too. Prayer was so vital for Paul. Now, Paul had gone through many years now by this time of knowing the Lord and of learning about the Lord. He has spent many years in the desert just by himself, just learning about the Lord. He knew what prayer was. And prayer had become so vital for him that he wanted it to be vital for them as well. And for us too. But for us to pray as we ought, we need to take to heart some of the things that Paul says about prayer here. The first thing Paul says is prayer is powerful. This is the verse we're looking at. Just consider it again. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and keep on praying for all the saints. Paul doesn't say there prayer is powerful at all. But the context of this verse says that all by itself. We need to put on the armour of God because we are in a battle which is way beyond a human battle. If we think it's just a human battle, then we're wrong. It's way beyond that. It's a battle that reaches to the spiritual planes where the power of evil is fearsome and powerful. And it's obvious that the armour that Paul had been talking about here for the battle is only part of it. The key element that goes with the armour is prayer. Prayer is what brings the power into place. If we're fighting on the spiritual plane, then we need a spiritual force with us, of course. And that is the power of prayer. Prayer causes the power of God to be with us in those battles. And also in the daily working out of our mission on earth, which is to fulfill the purposes of God. So prayer is so important, but it is also so powerful. Prayer is the most powerful piece of equipment that we could ever have. It's like our communication network, isn't it? Where we enables us to call upon divine support for ourselves and for others. And it's a power we are to use, says Paul, on all occasions. Paul's strong belief in the power and efficiency of prayer is something that grew with him, I believe. I don't think it's something we naturally share. I think it's something that develops in us too, or at least I know it's developed in me. For most of us, the awareness of the real power of prayer develops and grow as we grow in Jesus Christ. And especially as the Lord leads us into different things and we have to rely upon him more and more. Well, I know that's how it's been for me. I know that I'm still discovering more about the power of prayer. And it kind of goes along with, as I see, how weak I am in so many areas, and I struggle in areas, and I have to rely upon God more, and I see God come through, and I know why. This is powerful, this. Prayer is so powerful. And yet we do so little of it, don't we? When you stop and think about it. But it is a powerful force. We don't get to know the power of prayer through all our prayers being answered exactly if we want them to be answered. Because that doesn't happen too much. You know how God answers prayers and he brings them in an entirely different way to what we thought. No, we come to know the power of prayer by accepting by faith that no prayer that a believer prays is ever wasted. God deals with it. And we also get to know the power of prayer when we take seriously the promises of prayer that God has in his word and how he promises to hear us and to answer the prayers that we pray through the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit. You know, recently we've heard a lot about the floods over east. And just to mention as an aside, I heard from Terry and Elaine the other day. They are having a wonderful time. They were in Warrnambool. Warrnambool, that place. Which is somewhere on the border of Victoria and South Australia, and then they were heading to Mount Gambier, and then anyhow, they sent their regards to you all. But we were thinking about the floods over east, and I noticed that there were some areas, some towns, that were better prepared for it than others. Because they knew when the flood would peak. And they also had all this history of being flooded out before, so they knew which areas would need to be protected most. So they got all these sandbags out beforehand, and they made sure those areas were protected. And I guess it's quite possible that not one of those sandbags was wasted. They all did what they were supposed to do, and they were all in the right place. You know, in like manner, God has let us know about the floods of evil that are going to affect us, hasn't he? He's told us in his word so many times about the things we can expect, about the pressures that are going to come upon us, about the things that will affect our families, that will affect our church, that will affect our lives, that will affect our witness. And in a small sense, our prayers are like sandbags. They're calling upon God's intervention, because humanly we are insufficient to stand against the attacks of the evil one. We're in a spiritual battle. Never forget that. It's got earthly implications, but it is a spiritual battle. Now, having this deeper understanding of this tremendous power of prayer leads to us prioritizing our prayer more and putting more effort into a disciplined prayer life as individuals and also as a church. The second thing I find is that prayer needs to be persistent. So it's powerful and it's persistent. Paul says, with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying. The passage that Faye read to us was a beautiful passage, isn't it? And it takes us right into the centre of the battle Christ fought against the insidious power of evil. It takes us to Gethsemane. And what did Jesus do in Gethsemane? He prayed. He knew that even he needed the power that prayer brought into that situation. He knew he needed to pray. And in this passage, he goes to earnest prayer. Not just once for a couple of minutes, he goes and spends time in prayer. And he goes again and again and again and again. And when the Lord prays to his Father and says more than once, your will be done, it is not just a prayer of surrender to the Father. It was also through prayer a calling for God to make sure that his will is achieved on the cross. His will being to save mankind from their sins through the death, through the sacrifice that was offered there. And even as Jesus went to pray with alertness and with perseverance, so he calls his friends to do the same in this passage. And he calls them to pray too, to watch and pray for themselves and for him. He said to them in Matthew 26:41, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that Paul, when he wrote this verse in Ephesians, was thinking back to what Jesus said in the garden. When Paul said, be alert or be watchful, he was thinking of how Jesus said it once before. And always keep on praying, Paul says. The word translated always means pray with all perseverance. Perseverance sometimes lacks in our prayer life a little, I think. You know, we start praying and our thoughts wander and we give up. Perseverance is when we actually discipline ourselves to stay in prayer to the Lord, to pray to him deeply and continuously. This same word, which is translated all perseverance, in Colossians 4:2, the very same word is translated wrestling in prayer. Now, wrestling takes a bit of effort and energy. That's so important to us to understand what Paul is saying here. The disciples in the garden could not do that. They were asleep. And the reason, said Jesus, was because the human spirit may have good intentions, but the flesh is weak. And that's like us. We have good intentions. Does the flesh get weak? We often find it's easier to persevere when we're going through a crisis, isn't it? We are good prayers then. But during just the everyday things of life, well, to persevere there takes discipline. It is discipline. God has given us this wonderful gift of prayer, says Paul, and he doesn't want us just to dabble in it. He wants us to so order our lives that persistent prayer is never far from us. And the third thing, the third P in the pod, is prayer is partnership. Paul says, with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Prayer is a major instrument that has been given to us to help and to bless other Christians. And we can all do it all the time. It doesn't matter how young or how old we can all pray for other Christians. And when it talks about other Christians here, it uses this word, pray for the saints. That is for all those who love the Lord. Those you know, those who are part of his congregation, but those you don't even know and probably will never meet in your life. We are to pray for them. God will do something for those who we pray for. He may cause us to be part of that blessing. That's great. But he may use someone else. The point is, prayer for others is where it begins. You pray for people, God will bless them. God will work in their lives. That's why it's important, isn't it, for us to pray for the saints. I find this very exciting, that we can have this partnership in prayer for others. Of course, our prayers are not just for believers. We have to pray for others too. We pray for those who don't know the Lord. We pray for those who govern us. Pray for the sick. Pray for our enemies. But we are told specifically here to pray for other believers. Neither are our prayers just for other people. We are encouraged by Paul to pray for ourselves, to pray on all occasions. You know, that all occasions means that every incident in life that we go through should be dealt with in prayer. But because prayer is a partnership, we have here this special direction to pray for all the saints, for one another. On the first Sunday of our holiday, before we went away, we went to my son's church in Kalamunda, and there was a visiting pastor, or visiting preacher. He was from Uganda. And just in passing, one of those just remarks you just say, he said something about prayer that stayed with me ever since. He said that when he prayed for himself, for his family, he also prayed for others who were having that same need at that time. So he didn't go on to mention this, but explain what he meant. When he prayed for his family back in Uganda, that they would be protected and looked after, he at the same time thought of other people who were speakers or ministers or missionaries who were separated from their families. And so he prayed for them as well. And I thought, wow, isn't that wonderful? And you know, I thought, well, I would go and practice this. And it opened up for me a whole new depth in my prayer life. Because suddenly I realised that as I was praying for my own needs, I would think of others who had those needs, and it was always easy to find those to pray for. And even people I didn't know. So away on holiday, as I've mentioned before, there were times when I got myself lost and I felt quite worried about it in particular situations, and at other times when Judy and I needed to connect up with Anthony and Julianne and their family, and we were coming from different directions, and how were we going to find each other, and we used to pray about it. And it's amazing the way we connected with people, with them. It was really amazing. But you know, when I prayed for them, I didn't just pray for them anymore. As I prayed to be connected with them, I thought of those throughout the world who were wanting to be connected with their families, Christians in the floods in Pakistan who had lost their families and so badly wanted to be connected. of people in the war zones like Iraq or Afghanistan, who so wanted to be connected, about parents who were looking for lost children, or children looking for lost parents. And as I did that, as I started praying for others who had the same needs as me, there was a blessing that came. When I was in the midst of trying to work out communication in another culture with another language and getting very frustrated about it and saying, Lord, for goodness sake, help me here, I also thought of the missionaries who go through that all the time. When I got back to Australia, I've been trying to continue that practice, and I found this partnership in prayer is bigger than I ever realised. There are others around, you know, who have the same needs that I'm praying about for myself and my family. And I pray for them. So when I'm having a hard day, I stop and think about others in my situation who have hard days too, and I pray for them. And in thinking and praying about others, I feel blessed already, even though my situation may at that point not have changed. Partnership in prayer is an exciting thing, you know. He's crying out for fellow Christians before the throne of grace. So today, let me leave you these three aspects of prayer that Paul refers to. Three peas in the pod. And I trust that you go away and think about each one of them in relationship to your own prayer life. Power in prayer. Have you ever thought how powerful prayer is? Think about it. Dwell upon it this week. The power of prayer. Persistence in prayer. What about your own prayer discipline? You'd be more persistent in prayer than what you have been. Think more about being involved in the prayer events that are available to us. And partnerships through prayer. As you may like to think about praying for others, next time you're praying for something about yourself which is so important to you, you think of others and pray for them too.